Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Big hit last night. Hopefully the start of better times moving forward for Alec Boehm and the Phils. Speaking of which, you know, Ree had in the update, and I hadn't even gotten to it yet today because there's been so much going on in today's show. But, John, this is one of those Aaron Nola starts. We kind of circle and say, let's see in a couple hours what he's got. He's 0 for 3 this year on excellence.
Wow.
You know, he hasn't been bad in all of them, but he hasn't been excellent in any of them. And so let's see what he's got tonight.
His performances have not been as bad as the record indicates.
Yeah.
But
hasn't been sharp.
Let's see a win. We need to get this team rolling in the right direction. We need to get a series under our belt,
Yeah.
And right now this one's 1-1. We got two left against the Giants. Aaron Nola, get us going back in the right direction. You haven't been able to be the stopper consistently in the past. But that's our greatest hope.
Devin, you believe in Aaron Nola? Because we were getting calls a day or two ago, earlier this week, where people are saying his contract looks like a disaster.
So it's too early to say, you know, no, I don't believe in Aaron Nola and the contract's a disaster. I think he's certainly had a rough go to start the season. But he's recognized that, and I know that it sounds like he's making excuses and I'm making excuses for him, but he has said, you know, he traditionally has not and historically has not pitched well in the cold weather. So I do think that that is a factor. I think he will get there. He will have good games. Even when Aaron Nola signed his contract, I wasn't ever, you know, a massive note like, yes, he's an ace type pitcher.
So
he's
always had
his ups and downs.
I thought he was, but he has.
He's had some great moments, but he's also, for what stood out to me, and I think a lot of Phillies fans, are moments where he just falls apart in one inning and blows up a game.
And on the whole, for a season, two of his last 4 years were very average. So, you know, I hope he gets back on excellent side.
I'm a big supporter of Aaron's, but,
drafted Nola.
Yeah, I'm a little concerned about his velocity a little bit. Because he was down to 90, 91, 92, and you like to see him in the 93, 94 range. It makes all of his stuff a little more sharp.
Sure.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how he bounces back today.
Is that something that you've seen in the past where at the beginning of the season it takes him a while to sort of ramp up to full speed, full velocity, or is this something that's newly concerning you for this season?
I think it has happened in the past, and he is more of a warm weather guy, and it's not to make an excuse because you got to pitch in every weather. It is what it is. But only interesting to see how he bounces back from his last start. Just like to see more crisp stuff from him.
I agree. Mm-hmm. All right, well, we'll see Nola tonight. Obviously, a game you can hear right here on WIP. Let's go to the phones. Also, coming up in about the next 5 or 10 minutes, we'll get to some of the comments that have come in today on YouTube. Because obviously, with our program on YouTube and the ability to comment on YouTube, we get all sorts of comments. I don't know, Ruben, have you been on camera yet? Has this been going live with you here?
I think it has, but I'm not sure. I think we got some. I think last week we went live. I was on. Yeah.
Good. I mean, we've had suggestions of what should be behind us because we have all this opportunity to put stuff behind us.
Right.
Seltzer, tell me if this one would fly. I'm going to throw this out there behind Mr. Amaro. Cliff Lee jersey.
I see what you did there. There you go.
For all the pluses and minuses?
All the pluses and minuses.
Two pluses and one big minus?
No, I'm with you, man. I'm joking around. But my point is, we do like that kind of feedback. You know, you can let us know on Times Yours. You can let us know with comments on the YouTube, you know, show thing right there. Comment, and we'll get to some of the, you know, good, fun, creative, maybe complimentary, maybe critical comments in the next couple of minutes. Let's go to Rick in Easton right now. Rick, what's happening, pal?
Good morning. You know, so when it comes to the Eagles, I feel so confident and positive with their situation. You know, when you live through 1960 through 1979, you really should feel very confident and unbeatable with how Howie has set up this team and where they're heading, in my opinion. They still have the best roster in the league. The best GM has 20 picks over the next 2 years. That's like giving kids toys in Christmas. This is like child's play. And with possibly losing Goddard, this is their richest draft for tight ends. I think he's going to probably make a move to go get one of them. Seven guys are not going to last, you know, are going to last three rounds. And I feel so confident, Joe, because they got the best and the biggest O-line in football, which you know is the nucleus of any successful team. They have incredible skilled players, and their defense, with the defensive line with two shutdown corners, I think right now I have felt the most positive I ever have with the Eagles, especially after winning the
Super Bowl. I think that's fair. I mean, like, I don't think they're as good as they were 4 months ago, but the overarching feeling of confidence in the organization, I think, should be right now at an all-time high. I think that's absolutely accurate.
But when I look at the big picture, I'm looking at them retaining 80% of a lot of talented players that are not just multiple all-pro players, but potential all-pro players. And that's not just, you know, sifting in the wind here. These are legitimate. I mean, what's the upside of those two cornerbacks?
Yeah. I'll give you the upside. Quinyon Mitchell could turn into Jalen Ramsey. It's a high-end comparison, but could he? I mean, yeah. I mean, I don't know that he's quite as athletic, but he's really amazing. And Cooper DeJean looks to me like he could be we got to see him play on the outside more now because obviously it looks like that's where he's likely headed. But he looks like he could be a top.
Well, he's going to be outside and inside.
Five corner, yeah. But top five cornerback in football. I mean, he's got that chance.
Yeah, and Cooper DeJean's getting all the press on social media. Of course, the pick six didn't hurt, but Quinyon Mitchell might be better.
Oh, I think Quinyon is better.
He's definitely better. Yeah.
Yeah, I think Quinyon is better.
It's amazing. Yeah. So,
I think the next step for Quinyon is to catch the ball, and I'm not saying that to be a jokester. Like,
he did have two picks in the playoffs, though. Yeah.
At the end. But if he can turn, because I think it was maybe only zero or one in the regular season.
It was zero. His first two were in the playoffs.
If he can turn that kind of sticky coverage into four or five picks, you know, that takes him up a level. That's the one thing I would say he lacked this year during the regular season. But he's phenomenal.
I'll say it again. Can you imagine being a GM on draft night and your phone rings and it's Howie?
Yeah. No, you're not kidding. Rick, give me an answer, my man. A character with edge.
Incredible in this movie. She was the bride, Beatrix Kittle. Uma Thurman was very edgy in Kill Bill.
Yeah, you got it.
We're getting a lot of criminal answers. You had started the show saying no criminals. From John Wick to Kill Bill to the Wolf. Like, I mean,
we did say no criminals.
These are all like legit criminals.
Yeah,
like
let's
murder,
say petty crime.
You know,
you're allowed to have petty crime.
And they're killers.
Petty crime is okay.
So who's not a criminal? Rick Vaughn's not a criminal. No. Maverick's not a criminal. And the guy from The Outsiders not a criminal, right? So is that the only three that aren't criminals?
I mean,
that was
the
stipulation. I mean, that's what we said. So,
man, criminal is a. That's a sticky.
You're allowed to have a speeding ticket. You're not allowed to like beat people.
I think you're allowed to maybe like steal from a candy from a store. Like can like petty stuff is fine. It's like murder.
I agree.
We draw the line at murder.
We generally say
that's our line.
That's
no, I mean anything no. under. You're not. No. I'm kidding.
All right, let's go to Dave in Wilmington. Dave, good morning, pal.
So the basis that I'm learning from this show today is Jim Condon, the North Korean dictator, has nuclear weapons, so he's a better influence than Jalen Hurts.
I didn't say better influence. I said more influential. Well, that would be correct.
I said bigger.
Oh, bigger, yes, correct.
He's a bigger influence.
I would say that. Wouldn't you say that's accurate?
Well, as far as influence goes, that's the key word.
That's the word.
Having control of a nuclear weapon is fear. It's not influential.
That's interesting.
Well, I think it's influential. I mean, I'd also say what the North guy does with the South people is part of
what influences. That fear is what.
I mean, it's also a question: what are we influencing? Like, influencing the next generation of people to be something is a different type of influence.
So now
than
you got him back
power.
In the top 100?
Yeah.
Because you had him out last segment, you had him out of the top 100.
No, I never said he was out. I just said LeBron James was in front of him. That's all I said.
LeBron James has an influence anybody except in flopping.
No, he's influenced the NBA, though, man. And he's influenced people in all sorts of ways. I don't love all of his influence. But, I mean, as if, for instance, the player empowerment in basketball.
Yeah, LeBron's had a lot of influence.
LeBron led that. I mean, LeBron has been much more influential. Now, look, he had a big head start.
He's arguably the most influential player in the NBA since Jordan. Not arguably, he is, without a doubt. He might be more influential.
He may be.
Yeah, in some ways, at least.
For certain.
Yeah.
With everything that he's been able to do. Yeah. And he really has been able to set quite the example.
But I think LeBron's really deeply hurt the NBA. It's a really odd dichotomy because he's one of the great players of all time. But I think
he's a good guy. Like, he's not a bad guy, but he has been horrible for the NBA.
I think he's really hurt the NBA a lot.
It derailed what they're trying to do, which is entertain the masses.
And the irony is, he's one of the players that actually plays
the old school
empowerment thing. For players just they don't play.
He's also not a Chuck Threes guy. Like, he plays basketball. You know?
I know. There's all sorts of ironies
there. And
just
to make you feel better, because I know these things are important to you.
Yes.
He's been on the list 4 times.
Okay.
From this show today, apparently it's okay to go steal candy bars.
Huh?
As long as you don't kill people.
Yeah, killing, we don't like killing. Yeah, we're not a fan of that. Anyway. Dave, what do you got on the Phillies?
It was a really good game, except for that little tornado that came through last night. Like, that wind was ridiculous.
Well, the wind
was crazy windy.
And it really played a massive role when that left fielder missed the ball. I mean, that was
a
pivotal moment in a baseball game.
Huge. Thank you very much.
At one point, the wind felt like it was like 50 miles an hour. Literally, me and my son were sitting there. I was like, is there a tornado getting ready to hit us?
Dave, give me an answer, pal. A character with edge. It's not a criminal.
John McClane. John McClane.
Great answer.
That is a good answer.
That's an awesome answer.
I love that one.
That's a really good answer. Like that a lot. All right. So what people are saying based on what they're observing, watching our show on YouTube, the YouTube comments, we're getting to that in 1 minute.
Whether you are a weekend warrior or competing at a high level, you are an athlete with goals, NovaCare Rehabilitation is here for you. NovaCare's Select Sports Center of Excellence, they are specialty locations that are focused on the needs of athletes. So if you're injured, NovaCare is going to help you get back to playing your sport. They'll also help you prevent injuries from happening. NovaCare, they're going to help you to compete at your highest level of performance at all Select Sports Center of Excellence. Athletes are treated for their specific injury, training needs, and goals. Most importantly, care is provided by sports-specific physical therapists using advanced training and technology. For more than 30 years, NovaCare has long been the trusted Delaware Valley and South Jersey leader in physical therapy, hand therapy, and sports medicine. Select Sports Center Excellence, just one more way NovaCare is helping meeting your needs. To learn more about Select Sports Center of Excellence, go to NovaCare.com today. Excellence is earned. NovaCare, the power of physical therapy.
All right, we're about to get to what people are saying about us on YouTube today. Now, Ruben, I need an answer here.
Okay.
Prediction. People are going to be kind or rude?
Rude. Rude.
Ruben knows.
All right. Seltzer, what are people saying today about our show?
Yeah, Ruben's not wrong. It seems like we've been doing these comments for a few days now. It seems like we've got some themes developing in the comments. One is your hat. I'm awake says Joe needs to order a new cap immediately. you know, I the lost, backwards cap with the hair coming through the front.
Yeah, I lost. It was either in my
prep, not a great
either
look.
My prep or Fairfield or both recently. So I'm a little low on my hats right now.
But you could also just, you know, show your hair like I do every day. Yeah, didn't we go through this already? Why don't you not wear a hat? How about that?
It takes extra time.
Mr. I'm going to make fun of people's hair.
Extra time to gel it up in the morning. Sometimes I just got
to
move
Why
fast.
Why do you have to gel it up?
Because I'm not going to come in here and look like you.
Why?
Yeah, John's hair looks good.
No, remember the one day you didn't gel it up, and we were like, Joe, your hair looks different. It looks voluminous. It was working.
I appreciate that, but it doesn't work for me. I mean, okay. I'll take the compliment, but I don't feel good about it.
Just throw a hat on.
If I don't have gel, I got a hat.
I respect it.
Well, maybe you should rethink your position on gel.
Yeah, I think it's weak.
Maybe when gel in doubt, is not... throw a hat on.
Okay. Just, you know.
Well, Ruben's got a hat on. No one's making fun of Ruben. I mean, why am I always... What did I do to the world?
Well, Ruben was a professional baseball player.
He was,
player,
and he's cooler
and
than me.
He wore a Ruben, baseball hat his whole life.
I don't know if I wear the hat better, but...
Ruben, what's it like to be so cool? I mean, you're not Dutch cool, but you're a cool guy, man. I don't have that gene.
I'm not that cool.
I'm going to guess you had more game with the ladies than I did.
There's no question in my mind about that.
Low bar.
That's not a guess.
That I can guarantee you.
All right, James, a couple more comments.
All right, another theme that's been popping up here is John's look. So we have Rick said John looks like he's about to go shopping for a new pair of boots to sell beef jerky in.
I don't disagree with that.
There's another one.
He's got that Poconos jerky look. Like he could go to the Poconos right now.
Mopar says John has that visiting Tombstone, Arizona, walking with swagger through the OK Corral jacket, selling beef jerky. The beef jerky thing seems to be a big theme here.
You know, the beef jerky, I am less into beef jerky lately, and this was a realization I had last night. I think I overdid beef jerky.
Oh, no.
You do that
where
sometimes.
I made myself sick of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a problem because I love it, and
I do binge things. You're like whether it's shows or coffee. When you started that, like you really do dive
and
all
now
in.
Yeah. I'm to the point where I'm questioning whether coffee is even for me.
I love it.
Come on, man.
All right, let's do one more. And this is a question because they can't see you during the commercials, Joe.
Yes.
Tell says,
unless we're on film, which we're not supposed to be.
Is Joe getting his push-ups in during the commercial?
No.
That
would
be never bad. Once.
Okay.
It's not a bad
not
idea.
Sure you can do this.
I just haven't implemented it. Let me build it up a little bit more before I embarrass myself around these guys.
Implemented your mid-break program? Your commercial push-ups second.
What we need to implement is when it's happening. What we need to implement is the contest.
I'll do push-ups with you
if that'll
motivate you.
Here's my concern. I'm going to be very candid here. I'm worried about John saying, "Oh, that one doesn't count."
Well,
oh, that one doesn't count.
Right.
Wow. No, you got to go down more. Like, I don't need
it doesn't
that.
Matter how
I don't
many
need
you
that
do.
In my ear while I'm trying to, you know, improve.
That's the weakest reason for not doing push-ups I've ever heard in my life.
Of all time.
No wonder you're not getting
I'm
in shape.
Really?
What a shock.
I'm afraid of criticism. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Derek and Paoli.
Excuse.
Derek, what's up, buddy? Hey, by the way, everyone, get those comments keeping on YouTube, coming in on YouTube. We enjoy them. Go ahead, Derek.
Listen, man, I used to be a big fan of yours, man, but this thing you got going with hurts, man. You sounded like ignorant, man.
Ignorance?
Like, the 100 most in the world from Time Magazine, and you poking fun at him because you don't like how he is.
No, I'm not poking fun at him. I'm poking fun at Time Magazine. I think
but
it's ridiculous.
But why?
Well, let me ask you a question. Before this list came out, if I asked you 3 hours ago, Derek and Paoli, do you think Jalen Hurts is one of the most influential 100 people in the world? Would you have said yes or no?
I never thought about it.
Well, of course,
world,
no one thought of it. So,
As far as a person, I think Jalen Hurts ranks, like, for me, as athletes go, I put him at the top for me, right?
Yeah, but Derek, we're also judging the person that lives in India. Like, it's the world. It's in Philadelphia. It's the world.
Look, the first thing you said was, I think LeBron's more influential.
LeBron's
41 years old, right? Listen, he's 41 years old. He's been on the list four times, like Rhea said, right? Like Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, but
that's not a reason.
But Derek, that's not a reason to not. This is my argument with MVP voting. Like Michael Jordan should have won more MVPs.
That's totally different.
What you're saying is when someone has already been there, done that, he shouldn't get the acclaim the next time around. I disagree.
I didn't say that. I didn't say
that. Well, you're bringing up the idea that LeBron got it four times.
He's 26 years old.
And he's accomplished a ton, and I'm happy for him. I am.
Listen, Jalen Hurts is 26 years old, right?
Okay.
He makes $255 million. He's going to get another big-time deal, right? And he keeps his head straight ahead, right?
I know that, and I admire that. I admire that.
Come on, bro. You're supposed to, as him being a quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles, and you saying you're a diehard Eagles fan, how are you not willing to celebrate that, bro?
Derek, I'm going to ask you one more time. I'm going to ask you one more time.
He won this award.
Here we go.
Telling us why he won it.
All right, Derek, here we go. I'm going to give you one more shot. And it's a yes or no. A couple hours ago before this list comes out, I asked you, do you think Jalen Hurts is one of the most 100 influential people in the world? Would your answer have been yes or no?
In my opinion, I'm going to say yes. I love Jalen Hurts more for what he is off the field.
No, I understand that.
Listen, sports is sports. We watch sports. We cheer this and that. Like, as a 50-year-old black man, bro, I'm more into what they are as people, right?
No, I get that. I get that.
Especially at the quarterback position, bro. Like, just think about that, bro. And I was going to call on this morning and give you some props because
you're
always the one to be like Jackie Robinson Day. You do a lot of Martin Luther King reference and all that. I do like you like that.
Thank you,
sir. Jalen Hurts thing, you because you don't think he's a good quarterback. Now he can't be, you know,
I don't think he's an elite quarterback.
It's okay. He's just been wrong. Right. Like, it's crazy, okay to be wrong. Someday, when Jalen wins his third Super Bowl or whatever, he's going to be like, guys, what an idiot I am. Right. I should have realized that what happens above the shoulders is more important than what happens below the shoulders. And that's what part of the reason Jalen's the second best quarterback in football.
All right, Derek, give me a character with edge.
My son just turned 21. I pray he represents himself out in public like Jalen.
I think that's great. I think that's
my prayer, bro.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? That's my prayer.
Give me a character with edge.
An edgy person who I wish would come step to you, and she's a female, Sandra Bullock in The Blind Side would rip you apart.
All right, fair enough.
I like that.
Sandra Bullock, and then that
movie.
That's
some edge there.
That turned into a big
controversy. Now, she's a real person. Does that matter?
Yes, we said none of that. Because even the kid disowned her. What was his name?
Yeah.
Michael Oher.
Michael Oher is mad.
And this has been going on. We interviewed Michael Oher not long after that movie came out. I read his book. He wasn't happy with it years ago.
And like, people didn't seem to know it then.
People didn't seem to notice it, I think, until I guess he filed the lawsuit.
That's wild.
Yeah.
All right, 215-592-9494. Time's yours, and more calls up ahead on 94WIP. All right, let me tell you about FanDuel Sportsbook. Obviously, a lot of sports going on. I mean, NBA and NHL playoffs obviously occurring, MLB, all sorts of games going on. And you can lock in on all of it with FanDuel Sportsbook, as always, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino at FanDuel.com/hammer. With the NBA playoffs, you can get started, new customers, with $250 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. That's a $5 bet. You win it. That's a win-win, because not only do you win the $5 bet and what comes with that, you also get $250 in bonus bets. What a deal. So apply it, obviously, for the NBA playoffs with the three-pointers, the steals, the assists, all the different ways you can bet, individual player props, ultimately who's going to win the game, ultimately who's going to win the championship in 2 months. All the opportunity is there for you at FanDuel.com/hammer. Once again, that's FanDuel.com/hammer. That was a big moment. Became bigger once Alvarado ran into trouble in the eighth. That home run, the difference in the game. Phil's winning 6-4 last night. Ruben, I thought of one former Phil when that home run was hit last night. Who is it? Who was known for hitting home runs that would go really high, fly balls that would find their way out of the park? And I'm not ripping him. He's the all-time Phil. Mike Schmidt hit a ton of home runs that were just those high.
Yeah, but he also hit a lot of line drive.
Well, he hit that too. He did. I mean, look, he hit 548 home runs. You hit every type. I'm just saying, my recollection, and I was on the younger side, it was a lot of those, you know, fly ball types that just kept going and would find their way out.
He'd create some backspin with that stuff, man.
Let me see if I get
some serious backspin.
It's not that impressive that Jalen Hurts is on the 100 most influential. And really, Mike Schmidt's home runs weren't that impressive.
I'm just saying they were fly balls that would find their way out. You know?
You got anything for a hat trick?
Yeah.
Now, how about go after Brian Dawkins?
All right, I'll give you one on Doc. I'll give you one on Doc. Here we go. That whole group. And me and Trot are very close. That defense. Mm-hmm. only, I believe the number is one, only created one turnover in the five big playoff losses that decade. So the Rams game in 01, the Bucks game in 02, Panthers game in 03, Super Bowl in 04, and the Arizona loss in 08, one turnover, five games.
Proud of yourself?
No. No, I'm really not. I'm not. I'll tell you what I am proud of, that we ate some good food earlier today. Hey, thank you to Wendy's.
Oh, buddy.
The sausage burrito is my go-to.
It's incredible to me that they cook the eggs individually. Like, you got the egg with the yolk. I love that part. It's fresh cooked.
It was great.
Each one of them. And then the breakfast Baconator.
Oh, my
you
God.
You got everything you could ask for in a breakfast sandwich.
Cheesy
on
egg,
there.
Burger, mm-hmm. bacon. Like, it's unbelievable.
The bacon, the sausage, the cheese, the egg, all on that. It's all there, and it's wonderful.
You got some seasoned potatoes that worked in.
Put right, those so look, on your breakfast bacon. Correct. That's what I did.
So sleep on the chicken. Don't sleep on the chicken biscuits. Don't sleep on it.
And some honey. Honey on there.
Yeah. Well, get yourself some Wendy's. We had a great breakfast this morning. They have, of course, breakfast. They've got it all. Bacon and sausage burritos, the honey buddy chicken biscuit, the breakfast Baconators we're talking about, and the seasoned potatoes. Freshen up your morning with Wendy's breakfast. If you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, well, got to be Wendy's. Get yourself to your local Wendy's today. All right, to the phones we go. Time's yours in a few minutes. Mark in Delaware right now. Mark, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Before I get to my two Eagles points, let me just make a point. Joe, you'll probably never be one of the most 100 influential people in the world, nor one of the most athletic or good-looking gentlemen while working with Dane. Oh, no.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for four lines with all the data you need and four free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's four lines for $25 a line, plus four free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, John, Mark, a.k.a. Ben Davis, Ruben, and ESP, okay. And now Ross Tucker and his wife.
Well, yeah.
You're below everyone, he just said.
In looks and talent
I
and everything?
So, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, so, for the love.
That's okay. A little harsh, so, Mark.
That is a little that, firm.
The truth hurts. Firm, you know firm, what I'm saying?
Firm. That's a
the
firm
truth
reminder.
Hurts.
That's like a old Verlander fastball way back.
Well,
with
an old,
some ride.
An old fastball.
That's right.
So let me get to my two Eagles points.
Yes,
so,
sir.
Number one, earlier, I guess I don't remember what it was yesterday or Monday, but. You guys were talking about trading Tanner McGee.
McKee.
McKee for a draft pick. We've got 20 draft picks over the next 2 years. If there's a concern about how he's drafting, why would we want to do that?
Well, look, I don't think they would do it for a third, but it's something to be considered. And here's the one thing I'll say, Mark, on all these 20 picks, because it is great to have 20, but it is notable that it's not like they're loaded at the top of the draft. For instance, if you go back earlier this decade, they were walking into a bunch of drafts with two first-round picks, and then sometimes they would trade one and that whole thing. And that's
20
that,
picks. I mean,
no, I know, but a third round
manufacturer.
No, I agree.
Moving up,
I agree.
Into that round.
Look, Mark, you bring up a good point. When you have that many picks, you don't feel, let's call it desperation, to acquire another third. But let's just know a third is more valuable than like you know having a bunch of sixth, and they have more of those type of things than they do you know one, two, and threes.
I agree, but if you trade McKee, then you're just going to have to draft another.
I agree. I won't do it, man. I like Tanner McKee.
Such a deep pocket, such a deep comp pick pocket because of the way Howie conducts business.
Well, that's going to continue.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And those comp picks are third, fourth, fifth round, so you just conglomerate all of these, you know, mid round picks, and you can change them up into something earlier, second round.
You can
first
do some
round.
Damage. Hey, Mark, give me an answer for a character with edge.
So she was definitely not a criminal, but definitely had an edge, especially when she was being questioned in court. I'm going to say Mona Lisa Vito and My Cousin Vinny.
Oh, that's a good answer, man.
Great that. One.
That's a really good answer. All right, let's get
Emmy
to...
Win. Wait, she won Oscar, the Oscar, Oscar yeah. for that, right?
Best supporting
yeah.
supporting actress. Yeah, from Marissa Tomei. Vinny and King of Prussia. Vinny, good morning.
Hey, guys. How are you doing today?
Great. What's up, Vinny?
Nothing. I wanted to run a question by you. I'm a good friend.
Here, Vinny, I'm going to get you back on hold. Let's get you in a better phone, and we'll get you right back on the air. Just a little hard to hear you. Will in Northeast Philly. Will, good morning.
Voltron, how y'all doing today?
Awesome, Will.
What's up, pal?
All right. Hey, man, great to hear from y'all. Always love and respect. You know, I think the Phils, you just got to give them a little more time. You know, to keep throwing each other out and to figure out the lineups and everything. I think they're going to have a great run. Like I was saying before, I was comparing it to the Eagles' run. They got the right pieces in play right now. All they got to do is start, you know, connecting with one another, connecting the dots.
Well, I would actually say connecting with the ball more regularly, but I get your point.
Yeah. You got to give it a little more time.
Because it really isn't as much about the line. Honest to God, this is one thing I'll say, Dombrowski was somewhat right about before the season. It's not as much about how you order the guys, how you sequence them in the lineup. It's about the fact that the guys just got a hit.
Right.
I mean, that is true.
Right. And like I always say that, you know. But what I did see, I did see that they was playing small ball. They was making sacrifices.
Yeah.
And they was bringing the runners in. And what I like them to do a little bit more, what Bryce was trying to do, is still more bases, man. And
hey, they're trying that this year. And you know what they're doing this year more than I remember in a bunch of years? The double steal.
Right.
Doesn't it
right.
feel like they've tried yes. that maybe three or four times already
it.
This year?
I've seen it a lot. But I don't remember if that was other teams doing it to us also.
Well, there are times when stealing third base for me was a lot easier than stealing second base at times.
Really?
Because the pitcher, even though it's a much shorter throw for the catcher and all that, the pitchers, they sometimes just get into a rhythm. And then when they get into a rhythm and they're not picking you up and they give you, I mean, there's a lot of tells, man. It's sometimes really, especially in college for me, it was a joke. I could just walk
just
the
because
third.
They've got their back completely.
They give you two looks.
You.
They give you two looks. They pick up home. You can scoot, go.
Yeah.
Unless they have a pickoff going. I mean, listen.
Just not as accustomed to worrying about the guy on second as
also, the second
the
baseman or short has to get over there as opposed to the first baseman who's standing there. It's a little bit more complicated.
It is a little more complicated, but it's really about the patterns. They get into a rhythm. And as a first base coach, I try to, you know, talk about that all the time. That was part of my job is to look for those tells. Like a guy, every time he'd look in, and as he looked away, you can start scooting because he would go home almost every time. There's a lot of different patterns you can pick up. It's a lot easier.
Hey, Will, give me a character with edge that's not a criminal.
And keep working the picture. I'm going to go with this one. I hope, I don't know if it'll make it, but here's Johnny Jack Nicholson in Shining.
I mean, it does so much bad stuff at the end, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it might be like too bad.
He turns
evil.
Bad.
Yeah. Yeah. Trying to kill his kid.
Yeah. Murderous.
Yeah. Almost always.
We don't mean like that kind of bad.
Yeah, that's
not
a lot.
Evil.
All right, let's do what we do every day at this time. Well, the first thing I want to say before Time's Yours is we're going to get to Time's Yours in 1 minute because I want to tell you right now about PI Dental Center, which I should have said before we cranked up Time's Yours. PI Dental Center with their decades of experience in complex dental treatment, of which I've been a patient now for 2 decades. I mean, they are just the best at PI Dental Center. Phenomenal with what they do with Dr. Glenn Wolfinger and Dr. Robert Slough. Both, of course, as I tell you all the time, board certified specialists. Look, they specialize in the restoration and the replacement of teeth. And board-certified prosthodontist is what I meant to say. Look, incredible people, great experts, Fort Washington, easy-to-get-to location, and the best in the business. PI Dental Center are also the originators of the teeth in a day. That's a revolutionary treatment that delivers fixed teeth and implants placed for a dramatic transformation in a mere 1 day. If you need help with your teeth, you got major pain, major problems, well, get yourself there. Start with their website, PIDentalCenter.com. Visit PIDentalCenter.com to request your new patient evaluation. All right, Time's Yours, of course, is brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with Timeshare.
Joe, may you be visited by the ghost of Val Kilmer tonight for saying that Tom Cruise, who jumped up and down on Oprah's couch, was more edgy in Top Gun than Val Kilmer. That is one of your worst takes of all time. I hope Val Kilmer comes to you in your dream tonight and shakes you up. Time's yours.
Just to be clear, sir, it's not Tom Cruise versus Val Kilmer. It's Maverick versus Iceman. Like, you're wrong.
Joe, what are you talking about, Joe? Nukes. Jeez, we're talking about inspiring people, not strong-arming people, Joe. Influential. Inspiring. Jalen Hurts. Not nukes. Not strong-arming people. Come on, Joe.
Well, inspiring is part... All right, chairman of the Fed, Reed,
Joe,
you got the list.
Joe rules through fear. Is the chairman that's of the point. Is that's the what chairman.
Right. No, exactly.
That's, is the chairman of the
fear is how Joe rules.
Is the chairman of the Fed on the top 100?
I do not believe he is.
I mean, you know, like, the economy...
We're not talking about forced influence here.
Joe, then you just put those lists up and you just change the names of who's ever in the office
much.
At the time.
The list should have been, here are 100 influential people. Okay, Jalen Hurts, he's an influential person.
God, not everyone is.
It says most. It says the most influential people.
All right, Hozier's on the list. Okay,
who?
Just settle down.
He's a musician.
No
he's
way
musician.
Joe knows who that
0%
is.
0%
Hozier's?
Hozier.
Hozier.
Never heard of her.
Kristen Bell?
Who?
Kristen Bell?
I've heard of her. I don't know much about her. I've heard of her.
That's actually kind of random. That
I know.
You don't know who Kristen Bell is?
I've heard of her. I don't know much. I couldn't tell you facts.
And you're reading People magazine?
Yeah,
Mark. You're not forgetting Sarah
Mark. Nothing really registers. It's almost like...
I'm having trouble with that.
Well, this is why...
He can't really learn new things.
That's like low on the list.
Guys, by Friday, I got to know Ariana Grande.
I didn't know this.
You do. I was going to say, his first People Mag report is due in a couple days.
On Friday. I will have an...
Scarlett Johansson.
Well, get to her in another week. I know a little bit about her. Once we lock someone in for a Friday for the celebrity I got to know, then I will not forget. That's
so
the point.
This Friday, it's Ariana Grande.
Yes, and then I'm going to keep a tally so I can always go back and have this stuff in my mind.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
You're so weird.
Hey, Joe, Iceman's more edgier, you icehole. I'm just...
Oh, come on, man.
Mm-hmm. Joe, you pips. Weak, jealous loser. This is ridiculous. Could you be more of a hater of Jalen Hurts? Will you just keep your opinions to yourself when somebody gets something that they deserve? An innovator. What are you? You're a pipsqueak loser that's jealous of Jack Fritz.
Well, I don't know about all that.
Pipsqueak, came in hot there.
Pipsqueak loser.
That was aggressive.
What is this nonsense?
Add it to the list.
Joe, did you really just say that you think you would win on Jeopardy? Are you serious? Are you serious, dude? Because you're stupid.
That's not what I said. That's, and that's not what I said. But okay, listen.
What was that show? What was that movie?
Nate,
I'm an
Justin,
idiot.
Justin, will you save that my drops folder for drop of the week, please? Thank you.
Everyone just takes their. This last hour turned vicious.
Holy cow!
Okay.
Yeah. Well, you know, Jalen Hurts gets his cool honor, and you got to just. Slam him, and then you get what you deserve.
Yeah. With that, time's yours. Fortunately, finally, we shut it down.
Mercifully. The time's yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
All righty. Twitter poll question of the day. It is brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Do more and get more in 2025. Armin Chevrolet Trailblazer. Starting at only $23,995, together let's drive. See Armin's inventory at ArminChevy.com. All right, poll question. Two league playoffs, obviously, either going on or about to start. NHL starts soon, and NBA started last night. Which league's playoffs are you going to watch a lot this year? That was the phrase we went with, a lot this year. So NBA, NHL, both or neither. John, how do you think this thing shook out?
Sadly, I think D is going to win this thing.
D not only wins, it gets basically two-thirds of the votes, just about.
Oh,
64% say they're not planning on watching a lot of either sport. 24% say they plan to watch the NHL, which is a pretty hefty number for the NHL.
That's big, yeah.
That's a solid...
And I'm assuming based on the 62% that means the NBA is really low.
Yeah, NBA's 10%.
I mean, that's...
Wow.
That's incredible. 5 years ago even, NBA wins that poll easy.
Correct.
Hold on. Not as incredible as these glasses. Can you hold these up for everyone's view.
It's pretty bad.
Look at these glass. These are impossible to see.
It's almost opaque.
The opaque frosted glass.
Oh,
the glass is so dirty. It's thick with. What is that?
Can I help the guy?
Oil and grease.
Dude.
It really
like, when
is.
When you take them off, do you know that you aren't supposed to touch the glass?
It's like frosted glass. It's like frosted glass, like
that's
privacy
disgusting.
Glass.
People be nice tomorrow. I'm just asking for people
to
be nice.
We should be nicer. Yeah, but you should wash your glasses off or clean them.
I should. We need a winning answer, and we need it fairly quick.
I like John McClane.
A character with edge. So McClane,
Rick Vaughn was the other. Those were the two. She's a killer, though. She's a killer.
And Mona Lisa.
But she's defending herself.
No,
she's a killer first for Bill, and then she defends herself. She starts as it. Yeah.
All right, we got to move very fast. Rick Vaughn or John McClane, Rhea?
John McClane.
I think it's John McClane.
John McClane.
He's already got it because, John, you said John McClane. I would have gone Rick Vaughn, but John McClane wins. Congrats to Dave with the answer, John McClane. Hey, have a great rest of the day. Joe and Hugh, they are up next.